Okay, kids, come on up. Got a couple things in the bag here I want to show you. All right. Hey, so are you guys enjoying the beautiful sunshine we've had here lately? You guys are ready for the rain, at least to have a little less of that and maybe a little bit more sun? Me too. So one of the things, though, when you have all the sunshine, what are some of the things you start to see? Flowers, yeah. Would you like that flower right there? There you go. That's for you. I have something else in the bag. You know what? Another thing that you see a lot of, especially in the backyards, this time of year, the sunshine comes on out. Then you start to see, what are these? The weeds. Would you like those? No, you get to see a lot of weeds. And around the Holesto house, this time of year, it's all hands on deck. So guess what we were doing yesterday? All right, and I spent a lot of time doing this. What am I doing? I'm stuffing down the weeds in the yard debris container. Getting them to fit in there. That's right, so we had a lot of weeds. So weeds just kind of happen. I've never in my life, as far as I know, planted any weeds. And yet my mother planted flowers, trees, fruit bushes, all kinds of things she's put there. We have never planted weeds, and every year we get a full crop. Okay, so with that, we don't want to keep the weeds around in the backyard. We want to get rid of them, right? So we pull them up by the roots and we throw them away. It's important to get rid of things that we no longer want or need. So we get rid of the weeds, dead plants, grass clippings. We get blackberries sometimes. And the best way to do that is to get them when they're small and not to let them get really big. Because when the blackberries get big, anybody deal with blackberries out here? Yeah, they get big in a hurry. So it's a whole lot better to take care of them when they're small. So why do I even talk about that? Well, because we all get, if we think of our lives like a big backyard, right? We have an opportunity to have a really beautiful backyard, but weeds are just going to happen. That's just part of life. And weeds in this case would be sin, sinful thoughts or sinful actions, those types of things. And what you know is that it's going to happen to you. You're going to have thoughts that aren't so great about people or maybe say some words that aren't so kind. But the best thing to do is to not let them grow into a whole bunch of weeds in the backyard. They're going to come. So what do? You pluck them by the roots. You say, God, I don't want to act like that. I don't want to treat people like that. And then you throw those things away. You take charge of the weeds that grow up in your yard. So what's left over is really good, fertile soil where you can plant the beautiful things that God would like for your life. Love and peace and patience and good works and just spending time with Him. The garden needs to be oftentimes. That's why it's good to go before God. We come every week together, don't we? And we ask for God's forgiveness. And what we're doing is we're picking out the weeds one by one by one. And we just get rid of them because they don't have a part in our lives. They shouldn't have a part in our lives. We want to get rid of them. So that's my thought for you guys today, to think of your life like a big, beautiful backyard that you could plant beautiful things into, and you need to pluck those weeds out. Okay? Thank you. Does anybody really want the bag? Yeah. Less weeds for the whole last day.